In Revelation, the second chapter, the 10th verse, the Bible says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." The literal meaning of that is, be faithful at all costs. Be faithful even if it kills you. The dedication of the Christian is such that his or her life now belongs to the Lord. There is a total commitment to Christ and to the way of life that he commands. Jesus said also in Matthew 10 and 22, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." So Christianity is not a short-term affair. It is a lifetime affair. Once we give our lives in total surrender to the Lordship of Jesus, we live our lives, all of our lives, in surrender to his authority. How do we do this? Allow the great apostle Peter to tell us in 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Peter gives the formula for security in Christ. He says, if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. What things? The seven Christian graces which he had just enumerated. Look at what he says by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue." It is not done haphazardly, but diligently. We are to add to our faith. Faith is the foundation of all Christian growth, and we are to keep building on that foundation. Peter gives us a number of things that we must build on that foundation. First, he says, add to your faith virtue. The simple definition of virtue is courage. A man of faith is a man of courage. Because we believe in God, we courageously face life with all of its challenges and difficulties. We're like Abraham, of whom the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 11 and 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went." That's courage. God said go and he went, expecting the outcome to be for the very best, and it was. If we add virtue to our faith, we will have the courage to profess our faith even in the face of a hostile world. We will have the courage to live our faith regardless of the varying circumstances of life. Next, Peter says that we must add knowledge. This is such an important step toward our spiritual maturity. Knowledge is power, we are told. Jesus said in John 7 and 17, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." The American Standard Version says, "If any man willeth to do his will, he will know." If you really desire to do the will of God, you will learn what that will is. Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It is so important to know the truth, and that truth is found in God's word. Jesus in his prayer to the Father said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17, 17. So the Christian must daily study the word and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. The next step in our quest for eternal life is temperance. Temperance is simply self-control. The Christian must constantly work on the mastery of self. Our greatest enemy to the righteous life is self. This is why Jesus said in Luke 9 and 23, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The goal of the Christian is not to please self, but the Master. We must control our tongue, our passions, our desires, ourselves. On our way to eternal life, Peter says that we must also add patience. Patience speaks of endurance, perseverance, holding out, steadfastness, constancy in service. Someone has said that patience is the ability to keep your motor idling when you feel like stripping the gears. An old preacher once described patience by saying that we first take hold, Second, hold on. Third, never let go. The Hebrew writer advises us to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. As we strive for excellence in Christian living, Peter says that we must add godliness. We usually think of godliness as godlikeness, but probably the word is better defined as Godwardness. Paul admonishes, exercise thyself unto godliness, 1 Timothy 4 and 7. Another translation says, train yourself to be godly. This should be the dominant desire of our life, to have a Godward attitude that always looks toward the things that please God. Then we must add brotherly kindness. This expression just literally means love of brothers. It speaks of the family-type love that we have in the body of Christ or in the church. It is a love that recognizes the commonality that we have with those who are pursuing the same course from grace to glory, from earth to heaven. We are children of the same Father. We are citizens of the same kingdom. We have the same goals and purposes in life. Paul admonishes us to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, Romans 12 and 10. We have a special care for those in the family of God. Finally, Peter urges that we add charity or love. That is that special love that originates with God. It is a love that loves the unlovable. It is the unique love of a Christian which emulates the love of God who loved us and gave his only begotten Son to die for us, John 3 and 16. And it's the love of Christ who loved us and gave himself for us, Ephesians 5 and 25. While faith is the foundation of the Christian life, love is the motivator of the Christian life. Paul said that he was constrained by love to do all that he did in the service of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 and 14. Jesus said in John 13 and 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Love is the crowning grace in the list of Christian graces. We're never more like God than when we love, for God is love, 1 John 4 and 8. Now Peter says, if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Eternal security belongs to those who do these things. So, my friend, become a Christian through obedience to the gospel, and then be thou faithful unto death.